In the NFL, Peyton Manning, the machine, 3 touchdowns, 374 yards, completing 32 of 37 passes. And to keep it real, he had 2 drops and 2 others that should have been caught. Broncos by 16 over the Raiders. That's 3 straight, actually 14 in a row dating back to last season. 12 TDs over 3 games. That's a record. That's 12 TDs without an interception. Naptown probably should have kept due to a couple of more seasons, huh?
Yep.
I mean, Colts did well, and San Fran came up with the big win, but could you imagine Luck coming off the bench maybe next season? Could be like an Aaron Rodgers type of situation. Staying in San Fran, 49ers Arden Smith placed on the reserve non-football injury list. Of course, he will definitely miss out on week 4, but could return at any time. He's currently in rehab after catching that DUI on the 20th of the month. Ravens' Brian McKinney was celebrating his 34th birthday Sunday night, and I guess that big win over Houston. Well, he was on a party bus with some of his friends, including injured Ravens' Jacoby Jones. Well, he took an Ace of Spades bottle to the head, or should I say to the face. Wow. It's reported that something happened between Jones and a stripper on the bus, and she took the bottle and hit the ball in the head with it, leaving him all bloody. Wow. Now, according to TMZ, a friend of Jones has tried to retaliate, tried to get the stripper, but McKinney wouldn't allow him to get her, causing the two of them to fight.
Wow.
No arrests were made. Jones, he refused medical attention. But everybody made it to practice on Monday morning.
That's what's up.
Seattle Seahawks undefeated, but baller Jerron Johnson, yeah, he took an L. His baby mama went through his phone and found a thank you / apology letter from a groupie from last year. The groupie in the super long text started out by saying, "Hi, I'm the super classy lady who let you put in her ass Friday night.
Wow.
Thanks for officially making me a pro ho." She also thanked him for choosing her and for knocking her IUD in her stomach.
Wow.
She apologized for bleeding out of the front and back.
Wow.
Leaving makeup and fake eyelashes on his bed.
Wow.
He replied that the message caught him off guard, but he did enjoy the whole situation and would like to do it again next time he's in town. Wow. Imagine being his baby mama and running across that.
Wow.
Major League Baseball Nationals officially eliminated from postseason contention. Oh, man. Reds did lock up that wild card spot, and they are still fighting for the Central. Olds 5 back with 6 to play. Media Takeout is reporting that Allen Iverson's mama has been riding a bus the last 3 months because her 1999 600 Benz has been in the shop with a $2,300 bill. Well, Michael Vick's wife called and paid the bill. Lastly, Blake Griffin, a proud father of a baby girl, his baby mama, a 27-year-old chick, also has a 6-year-old by Matt Leinart. Wow. And she's currently receiving child support. Here's the kicker. Blake and this young lady, no longer together. I'm Super Ken with the sports straight from the streets.